Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Every now and then a film comes along, not a great one necessarily, that makes you feel deeply glad. It's how I feel about The Dig. This modest and quirky feature is set in rural England immediately before World War II, and it dramatizes one of the most important archaeological finds of the 20th century, a medieval cemetery containing an Anglo-Saxon ship filled with magnificent artifacts. I'm glad the film got made, and made with such intelligence and respect for the factual details of the discovery. I'm glad it's available to a huge audience on Netflix, and glad to have gained from it a heightened and lengthened sense of human history. The dig in question is called Sutton Hoo, after its site on the banks of a tidal river in Suffolk. The film plunges us into the adventure by following an unassuming gent named Basil Brown, that's Ralph Fiennes, as he bicycles his way to the house of Edith Pretty. She's a wealthy widow, played by Carey Mulligan, and she's eager to investigate a mysterious group of mounds on her property. The project calls for an archaeologist, not Indiana Jones necessarily, but someone with more training than Basil, who did make the discovery in real life. He describes himself here with quiet pride as an excavator. But the nation is preparing for war, no archaeologists are available, and Basil will have to do. That's how The Dig addresses issues of class. Basil knows more about the history and texture of Suffolk soil than any credentialed expert a museum might have sent. It also gives us an example of an archetype dear to English films, the eccentric self-taught scholar who, of course, smokes a pipe. Ralph Fiennes is superb in the role. You'll be glad to watch him digging away with his shovel, and you'll be thrilled as I was when, after he's been digging for a good while, he shows up at Edith's door and says, in a voice quivering with emotion, "I think you'd better come and see." Carey Mulligan brings a muted radiance to Edith, whose vitality is limited by disease. Archie Barnes is Edith's young son, Robert. He devours amazing stories with its sci-fi tales of the 25th century, while a scientific tale of the 6th century unfolds around him. Ken Stodd is Charles Phillips, an archaeologist from the British Museum, who first sees Basil as little more than an annoying rustic. Charles comes around, as you might guess, announcing grandly that on the basis of Basil's discovery, the Anglo-Saxons were not just marauding barterers. They had culture, they had art, they had money. Basil is more eloquent in his plain-spoken way. From the first human handprint on a wall, he says, "We're part of something continuous." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.